With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A big Republican victory in Tennessee. Endorsed by President Trump, Matt Van Epps has won a special election for a seat in the U.S. House. Thanks his supporters.
Tonight, you've sent a message loud and clear. The people of Middle Tennessee stand with President Donald J. Trump. And stood firmly behind our campaign.
He defeated Democrat Afton Bain to keep the 7th Congressional District in the GOP column. Hitting the pause button on immigration.
The Trump administration is pausing immigration applications, including green cards, for people from 19 countries previously banned from travel. The decision follows the shooting of two National Guard troops in the nation's capital. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, which announced the pause, will conduct a comprehensive review of immigration requests from those countries. The agency cites national security concerns and the recent shooting as reasons. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Russian foreign policy advisor Yuri Ushakov says talks between Russia and the U.S. on ending the war in Ukraine were constructive, but no breakthroughs at this time. Russian President Putin met yesterday at the Kremlin with President Trump's envoys, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. The Russians say important territorial issues remain to be resolved. A not guilty plea has been entered on behalf of the Afghan national charged with murder and assault in the shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. The season's first big winter storm has spread ice and snow from Ohio all the way up to northern New England, disrupting travel and closing many schools. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 67 points, the Nasdaq down 71. This is SRN News. New poll gauges trust around the globe.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks whether you believe that most people can be trusted. Sweden is the most trusting nation, with 83% saying yes. Next comes the Netherlands, Canada, Germany, and Australia. In the U.S., 55% of respondents think most people can be trusted. The Pew study also reveals that here in America, Jews are the most trusting religious group at 70% versus 56% of Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
A faith-based pregnancy center has gone before the Supreme Court, challenging an investigation its lawyers say was punitive. Pro-life pregnancy centers have been on the rise in the U.S., especially since the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade in 2022. In New Jersey, the Democratic Attorney General sent a subpoena for donor information, claiming that the centers there had misled people into thinking that they offered abortions. This is SRN News. It is legislation that's whipping up a storm of controversy in the world of collegiate athletics.
The White House and the U.S. Olympic Committee each supporting a bill designed to regulate college sports, although it is being heavily criticized by opponents as nothing more than a giveaway to the NCAA and its most powerful schools. The House is expected to vote on the SCORE Act later this week. NCAA-backed legislation has broad support from the GOP, but is widely disliked by the Democrats. Jason Walker reporting.
Airbus expects to deliver fewer planes this year due to an issue with fuselage panels on some A320 planes. The aerospace company says it's targeting around 790 commercial aircraft deliveries in 2025. The projection is down from the previous target of roughly 820 aircraft. More details at srnnews.com.